And welcome to the very first episode of our 10th season here at Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. No idea 10 years ago we would be this far along, 429 episodes in the can. You're listening to episode 430, and you're going to be hearing a lot of fun stuff because it's the beginning of the year and we've got a lot to talk about. I thought it would just be about, hey, what did you do for New Year's? Had no idea it would include a war, because that's kind of cool, I guess. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only chief and goon pair par excellence that I get to work with. Chief, how are you?
I'm still healing, but every day is better than the last day.
That's awesome. What's the prognosis? When do you think you'll be totally fit as a fiddle?
Who knows? Because being who I am going to go up on the roof tomorrow. I got my pitch offer, so.
The chief is not learning his lessons, ladies and gentlemen. He's not learning his lessons.
He's indestructible.
First of all, I got the thing that was making it so that I shouldn't have any pain. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is I got it tested out.
Why do you got to test it out? Don't you have children for this?
No.
You know, if you break one, you can always make another.
It's a little late for that.
Oh, please, you're young. I'm not going down that road, but, you know, you can still, you know. Look, we had, Strom Thurmond. That's the guy I'm going to go with, right? Wasn't he like 70 years old and he got his wife pregnant?
105, I think.
Yeah, crazy.
We're going with that anyway.
There's a pretty good engineer we knew who had a kid at 50, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. Oof. Goon, how are you doing?
I'm not having a kid at 50.
No. Well, that would be a little hard now, wouldn't it?
It would.
Sherman, on the Wayback Machine. So the Wayback Machine were what, 14 years ago?
Yep, that would be right.
Oh, my gosh. You are going to be 65 this year.
I am.
And I am going to be 64, and we should retire because we should do it in May. We should just both retire in May and say vaya con Diablo to the whole thing.
You know, yeah. I looked up the salary for over-the-road truckers.
Yeah.
115 starting at 115.
Okay.
So that would give us 230 as co-drivers.
Tandem drivers, yeah. Because we can drive on nonstop. Yeah.
Right. With a vehicle to live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gotta buy our own food, and a lot of these companies have a place where if you have a couple of off days and you're not going to go home for whatever reason. You know, you hate people, whatever it is.
all that yelling and screaming, where the hell have you been?
Yeah. I don't need that.
It's like, who needs to come home to that noise?
Why do you think I took this job? But they have nice facilities with game rooms and stuff.
Well, there you go. Yes. So any chance you want to come with us, Chief?
What are the game rooms like?
Here we go.
I'll do some research for you and see if I can figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. That would be, because then we could drive 24, because everybody would drive an 8-hour shift, and then you're off 16. It'd be awesome. Yep. We wouldn't even have to stop for gas. We would actually have tankers pull up and fuel us while we're driving. like the Jets do.
I was just thinking of that. One of us has to lean out the window to grab the big hose.
If I lean out the window, you're going to push. I just know it.
I would not do that to you.
Just to hear you bounce.
You're, Your mother would be very disappointed in me. I'm not going to do that.
She would. Obviously, the dogs are disappointed. So,
I do not know. That's Peaches. The low, really, really masculine sounding bark. Yeah, that's the girl dog.
She really should cut back on the cigarettes.
I am Peaches.
Little the clamp again.
She used to have a 3-pack a day habit.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Wow. She's like the big blonde lady in Game of Thrones. Oh goodness. Well, hey folks, it is the 5th of January, and I'm pretty sure.
What year is it?
It's 2026. This is our 250th year of existence as a country. We're going to have a big celebration in July, I hear. Working on making it to July. That's the important part, you know. Apparently, there was some goings-on past weekend, you know, for...
Before we get to that,
uh-huh.
I researched an article for all of us that we can start with. A topic near and dear to my heart, and that is how well the left has done, especially in states like California.
Okay.
I mean, I have a story here, not sent to me by an alert reader, but one that I found about a woman business owner.
Uh-huh.
In California, and they have a picture of her against the Breck girl.
She's against the Breck girl?
Like they have a picture of her side. No, they're not touching.
Okay.
She has a very nice smile, and I already know I like her. I'll bet you can't guess why.
Oh, she's redhead.
Yep.
You're an easy mark. You know that?
I am what I am. Well, so let me tell you a little bit about the history of this California girl.
Okay.
Because she was born and raised in California, and her mom and dad started a business. They're in the food industry.
Okay.
And they built the business, and I don't know if dad got it to a couple of... it doesn't say whether he got it to a couple of locations or not. But using all local ingredients, staying in California, really, really committed. And until he passed away in 1976.
Wow. Okay.
Then his son took over, who unfortunately died in a plane crash in 1993.
Oh, that's horrible.
Then his other son stepped over, but died from an overdose in 1999.
Holy cow.
They didn't leave California. This they didn't give up cursed. On the business. They kept going.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not really, but the point is a lot of tragedy going on, and these guys just kept on. Mom took over then. She was 79.
Yeah, that's and ran the
ran the company until she died in 2006. Now, their youngest child, daughter, was 17 in 1976 when her dad died. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what that's like. That's tough. Mm-hmm. And she worked the business, and she helped. And after her mom died in 2006, the business fell to her, and it was already big. They had many locations, and she said, "Well, by God, we're staying in California."
Okay.
And then COVID hit, and California told her, "You're going to collect vaccination cards." Or face shutdown. And she said, quote, "I'm not going to be your vaccination police." And she refused to do it. And they shut down a couple of her restaurants. And she kept on keeping on. And she still didn't leave California.
Wow.
And then one of her restaurants, they had a little trouble with crime.
In California, say it ain't so.
It was up in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000 car break-ins and robberies, and 1,335 police incidents. Goodness. Even though the store was profitable, she closed it down because she said, I can't keep my people safe.
Right.
And she offered them opportunities. You can still work for me. We're just going to have to do it somewhere else.
Right.
And they're adding minimum wage hikes, regulations, all of that stuff, and still she didn't leave. So this year, in 2026, mm-hmm. By the way, her company's grown to over 400 locations and has a lot of money, and she has one thing in common with President Trump. Want to guess what it is?
They're ancient.
What was that?
They are ancient?
No. She doesn't look ancient.
What does she have in common?
Like the president, she too is a billionaire.
Oh, well.
With this company. Okay. That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
So they have a new billionaire's tax.
Of course they do.
It was going to cost her $435 million this year. Know what she said?
I'm going to guess that she's looking at locations outside of California.
Not looking. Done deal. After all of that and doing, honestly, most of the locations are in California. Creating all those jobs, creating all that business, all that tax revenue. Mm-hmm. She's like, nope, we're moving. She's moving her kids and the headquarters to Nashville and opening up a couple of locations there. And her name is, I'm looking for the last name. I know her first name. And her last name's not Redhead.
Yeah, because I still don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea who you're talking about.
If I told you her name, I bet it isn't going to help because, you know, now I can't find it because of the article. Here it is.
Yep,
Lindsay Snyder.
Snyder?
Yep. Moving to Nashville, packing up her family and left after all of this. Said, nope, not going to do it. And the company she owns?
What is it?
What's the most California? Yeah, In-N-Out Burger.
Wow.
Yeah. C-L-Y-N-S-I.
Yes, spelled the California way. But can you imagine? That's how good Gavin Newsom is doing. That's what the left does. You know, and she's opening up a couple of restaurants in Nashville, and the people in Tennessee are like, oh, we're ready. Come on over.
She could drop those bad boys all across the country and let the ones in California wither.
Yeah. Have you had one ever? I know Chief has.
I believe we went to In-N-Out Burger one time when I was over in California. I had the opportunity to be a sponsor for a wedding, and it was over in California, and we got there a couple days early. The groom, if I'm not mistaken, worked in some aspect with Disneyland. So we got to go to Disneyland. It's the only time I've ever been to Disneyland. And we ate that week because we were there for like 4 days. But we ate at an In-N-Out Burger, and they weren't bad.
They're not. Double animal style fries and a Dr. Pepper. Thank you very much.
Oh, you can take that Dr. Pepper and pour it into the ocean. That's all.
Well, they don't. They just say drink out here, and you get it yourself. But we did all the other stuff you said.
Yeah,
because we enjoy freedom here. You know.
That's awesome. Oh, and by the way, before any of you, any of our smart listeners, call and write in and complain, yeah, you got all that stuff out of those right-wing rags. This article I'm quoting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's from MSN.
Which MSN? MS.
Microsoft Network.
Oh,
website.
MSN. MS
Now. You meant the MSN.
MS Now.
It still says MSN when I look at it. But yeah. That, you know. Okay.
Notorious white ring, right wing, rag.
He can't help himself, Chief. Just ignore it.
White's the only color he knows, so I get.
It has all the other colors in it. White is the most inclusive color there is.
You just got the Ed McMahon laugh from me there.
Yeah. Yep. Ed only laughed like that because he was drunk.
Whatever it takes, man. The check's still cleared.
True enough. True enough.
So, yeah, that's how the left is doing. Why don't we talk about how the right's doing, Crutch? Over to you.
Well, apparently, there was a there was an FO after a lot of FA.
Somebody apparently, found out?
Apparently, the former, and I put the former in big quoted, bold, italic, underline, and we'll even make it red, letters, former president of Venezuela.
Very nice. They used to be a nice country.
It used to be a lovely country. It used to be. You know, everybody's talking about how wonderful Madame is going to be. I'm like, let's take a look at Venezuela. This is a country. Oh, the Grand High Vizier of New York City. Poop be upon him.
Come, Admandami, praise be upon him. Okay.
Right. And I'm like, take a look at Venezuela. That place had a license to print money. It has more oil reserves than the entire OPEC. And yet, they can't feed the people because socialism doesn't friggin' work. Woo, that was dramatic. Thank you. I don't know who did that, but I appreciate it.
That was me.
Okay. That was a mic drop. Look, I didn't even have to drop my mic. So anyway, apparently over the last couple of weeks, the United States government has been encouraging former President Maduro to vacate the premises, and with all kinds of incentives and protections and guarantees and blah, 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 blah. And he said, nope, I'm going to have the Chinese here to help me. And, well, they didn't get there in time because he's gone.
How'd that work for him?
They got there in time.
Well, okay, the six guys having a meeting is not the Chinese he was looking for. I think he was looking for something with guns and boats and planes and bullets.
All it took was six guys from the other side.
Yeah, come on. We only lit off seven explosions.
In this corner, six Chinese businessmen. In this corner, Delta Force.
And the businessmen probably looked at the soldiers and went, go ahead, we'll wait till you're done, then you come talk to us.
We'll be going to the airport trying to figure out how we're going to put this on our business expenses.
Yeah.
How do I write off gunfire?
Can we still get our oil? Of course. Okay, thank you very much. We're going back home now.
Yes, we have returned to the Team America World Police, where we can and we will dictate how the spice flows. And it's not flowing, much like the Harkonnen, you'll find out.
I was watching that this morning.
Do Assemu have to get the president one of those floating platforms?
Oh, God, no. Please not. I don't want him as there, Harkonnen. Oh, gosh.
A lot of people... A lot of crybaby in today.
Oh, isn't it amazing how many people all of a sudden are concerned about the welfare of the duly elected Venezuelan government? I'm like, did you not see the previous two elections? Because now it's two. So there was an election, and the lady got 80%, and they canceled that election and forced her out of the country. So then another guy runs, and he gets 70%, and Maduro says, no, I'm still going to stay in. I'm like, it's not a legit government. It's just not.
Strategery.
So there you go.
Here's the thing. Because the internet is forever, and people don't understand that folks have stuff queued up just waiting for the day. Apparently, the day was that day. So you had someone on X decided that they had screen capped all of the Biden-Harris policy on Venezuela, in wow. which they were offering $25 million for yeah. the capture of Maduro. So when your friend and mine, Kamala, decided that she would say this is against the law and all that, mm-hmm. they just reposted her stuff, to which she disappeared. Then there was the senator from the Goons, the hometown.
Oh, that Jack Watt. I can't think of his name right now.
Murphy?
Murphy. Thank you.
Welcome.
Chris.
It only took one guess.
So,
and I don't know the other senator from Connecticut, so.
Blumenthal.
Okay. He doesn't talk much.
Not anymore. Things aren't going well for either. But
someone brought up when Murphy decided that these are grounds for impeachment, they decided to look up his tweets from 2019, to which his inaction on Venezuela were grounds for impeachment. So they're basically, doesn't matter what he does,
that's right,
impeachment's on the table.
There will be an impeachment one way or the other, dag nabbit.
We don't go to war for moral reasons. We go to war for reasons that that are in the interests or the national security of our country.
Yep,
okay, clearly. Because there is a large Twitter fight among nitpicky conservatives on Twitter, the place where you go to fight for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Definition of war is what?
The definition of war is
resolution.
It's a violent way to resolve conflicts.
Yeah, resolution of conflicts by other means than sitting around and talking.
Like killing people and blowing things up.
Okay, so who died?
The loser.
Nobody died.
Right. So here's the scenario.
Oh, you mean in this particular instance? I'm sorry. I thought you were in general.
Well, he was stating, Goon was stating war. He was saying, we're going to war. So Matt Walsh says, this is great for this side of the planet. A conservative lawyer said, you were against intervention and war. How can you be for this? To which he responds, 90 minutes to take care of business is not going into Afghanistan for 20 years and nothing happening. There are levels to this.
Yeah.
Right. I would say to you, Chief, that if we had gone in and done exactly the same thing, 90 minutes and, got the leader of the country out and then went in and installed our own people in charge of the government, if you were to say that was an act of war, I would say, yeah, that's probably an invasion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what happens next that looks, we have not put our people in. We've put in some advisors, but I'm going to mispronounce his name. Maduro. Maduro is his vice is in charge right now.
Yes.
Okay. They might be leaning on her a little bit, going, hey, you better stand up and fly right or else.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few more in the cabinet that they need to, get airlifted as well.
I don't think they need to, because the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, has stated that even though she won the Peace Prize, she's like, nah, y'all know who it needs to be. and I'm pretty sure with statements like that, the orange man who loves to hear his name is going to be like, yeah, it would be advisable if she were to run things, like.
Yeah, she needs to be running things.
This isn't a security racket, but for the good of your country.
Right. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. Yeah. Nice country you have there.
It'd be a shame if all that oil just
disappeared.
$17 trillion dollars.
There you go. That's what we need, right?
That's what Venezuela's oil reserves are worth. $17 trillion.
You need the Italian option. There you go.
I am going to have to stare at that at work tomorrow now, because you guys don't type a lot, and that will be the picture. People will walk by. What is wrong with you? And I will have to explain to them what's wrong with me.
So this is how the game Path of Exile starts out.
There you go. Yeah. I moved it up three for you. QYB.
Now I'll be sharing some things. So okay,
great.
Have you seen what has happened to public broadcasting today?
You mean just today or in general?
Yeah, just today.
No, I haven't heard a thing about public broadcasting. What happened?
It is gone as of today.
Wait, what? Like PBS?
They voted to shut down rather than get defunded. NPR and PBS and CPB are gone.
CFPB.
So in order to spite us, they shut down.
Yeah, well, if they...
I'm feeling better already.
Stop threatening me with a good time.
So one of the things that I loved on there was National Geographic. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So to fill the void,
mm-hmm.
have you gentlemen heard of Tweaker Geographics?
No.
Oh my goodness! All right, well, you're gonna know about it now.
Oh, Tweaker! I have seen these little videos.
See,
where there's a person talking like they're talking about animals, and they've got pictures of people in the video.
Yes.
Oh God.
Now see, this is how we know that the algorithm, as soon as you saw Asmongold, I was like, all right, so now we're fully in sync.
Right.
But this is...
Chief and I are sharing a YouTube account, apparently. I'll send him something. I saw that earlier today. Okay.
Yep.
So I can't watch that right now.
Yes. Tweaker Geographic is what shall fill the void. It is
You just need that's educational, and now you just have a different set.
That's educational right there.
Edumacation.
Yeah. See, so it's hilarious. Washington State, the man drives around and he has a drone, and his commentary and the rare footage he captures.
Is it Tweaker National?
Tweaker Geographic.
Tweaker Geographic, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just talk slow to him, okay?
Yeah, because I'm stupid. Thank you.
You know.
If you keep
behaving this way, I'm going to tell your mom.
She'll know already.
Yeah,
well, she doesn't. Look, she's taught you better than this. We Chief and I know this.
New year.
So,
got to go easier on them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
We're a kinder, gentler swimming with the fish.
It is. You're not Venezuela. Actually, we're okay with Venezuela. It was just that one guy.
So the. The sad thing in that, because while it was happening, Saturday morning, there was a press conference when they had completed it, and it looks like the president hadn't slept all night, and his speech pattern and the way that he went squirrel, you know, after every thought was interesting. But, you know, as you take out one person, you threaten a whole different country. You know, the Colombia president is like, you can be next, you know. and then
You better behave.
Then Zelensky throws in there, hey, since you're so good at this, you know, I know who could be next.
I think he's missing how this works, because as people were putting it together, South America is closer to North America than, you know, the former Soviet Union.
Right.
They have direct things that are affecting Americans. Well, the former Soviet Union is affecting Europe. And it's, you know, where is the fight? The fight is not with us. So he basically said, everyone who's sending drugs to the U.S., you know, this was a taste to let you know that, you know, we can still pull this off like no other country can.
Right. So the question is, what does the countries that were dependent on Venezuelan oil, now what do they do? Like that, Iran that is and the, Cuba and
Cuba.
So first of all, Iran, the Ayatollah has his exit route already planned.
I heard he's getting ready to go to Russia. Yeah.
So
he can live next to Snowden.
In the radio and work in the radio factory? That'll be nice. Comrades.
The biggest question will be China, because that deal is most likely not going to get honored now, and they have to figure out where to get all this other energy. So,
I think the U.S. should sell it to them. Like, you know, put a one in front of the price. You know,
so we'll see what happens.
I mean, there's going to be quite a bit of rebuilding that needs to be done, right? Because
the infrastructure itself has been ignored. So there's
and all the people that knew how to run it were chased out of the country. So right.
Chevron is looking. Chevron's I really should have brought this up, because I was listening to the Business Channel on the way home. But Chevron's stock was up like 5 or 6% today, because it turns out they're going to be you know very active in helping Venezuela. Let's see here, Chevron, how did you do today?
Well, they don't have to. They have all those people that used to work in California. They can bring them down to Venezuela.
Chevron stock is up 6% just today. Not too shabby.
I have a ETF that is based solely on oil.
I bet you that was fun today.
We'll just say it was a good day for that.
I'll bet.
It was only up 1.3%, but that's big.
That's big, sure.
So, Venezuela was trying to capture Guyana, because Guyana found a large oil reserve, and they, you know, Venezuela said that's ours now, because that's how it works,
right?
Yeah. So, Guyana speaks English. They are like Jamaica, and I mean I was learning a whole bunch of stuff, and all that aggression seems to have stopped.
Well, yeah, we snatched up your top dog. It's kind of hard for the little dogs to yip yip.
We'll see, because that is gonna. Everyone is wondering what is the next step. You have taken that there's a vacuum. Who's going to fill the vacuum? Once that is filled, then what will happen? Colombia, again, was the country next on the list. They said, if cocaine keeps coming, then, you know, if you can't solve your problem, we will solve your problem for you.
Right.
So, and then Mexico, the president of Mexico decided.
Ms. Sheinbaum.
Yeah, she was going to chime in and state, hey, you know, we're a sovereign country. And
how'd that work for Venezuela?
Yeah, so things are happening. It's day five in the new year, and you know, we had another trans activist try to take out someone in the, you know, administration. So
I didn't hear about this.
Who was the target?
Vance.
Really?
No, I did not hear this.
I heard nothing.
Yeah, they tried to break in and do damage to the family, but he was not home at the time, and they captured the it, because I don't know. It looks like a biological girl who wanted to be a boy, but you know, in today's world, I just don't know.
Right.
All I know is that it was a trans person who, if the trend continues, had something to do with furries. And
what is with that?
Well, there are no rules. Once you leave the species, that's anything goes.
Good point.
Oh, his home in Cincinnati. Okay, so yeah. he doesn't live there no more.
He's there every now and then.
Is he? Oh, okay. I thought he hung out in Annapolis.
I heard the left had some more problems. little boy named Timmy's really sad.
Should we set up a fund for Tiny Tim?
No, it's just that could have been the VP, and you see how well he's doing in his own state.
Well, he's doing so well, he's not doing anything. He's going to just ride out his current term and fade off into the sunset, I hope.
Well,
he'll not be running for re-election.
It's possible, depending on how involved he is, that he could fade off into, you know, prison.
Yes. He's decided not to run for re-election so that he can spend more time in prison. I believe that was a story on the Babylon Bee. Oh, yes. The governor of Minnesota has decided that two terms is enough, and I'm going to take the money I've already stolen. I mean, acquired. I mean, gotten. Donated.
I was gonna move to Venezuela, but now I'll have to rethink that.
I know, really. He should move to Senegal.
How about Somalia? I'm sure they'd love him there.
Oh, these guys.
He's a tough guy, right?
I hear. Especially with those jazz hands.
you saw who's taking responsibility for this, right?
Who?
Who is the person that videotaped it?
Well, the Nick guy?
Yes. The Nick guy.
I can't think of his last name right now.
That is.
Oh, the guy who's doing all the real journalism.
There's a real journalist out there.
Real journalism. That's why the mainstream press doesn't recognize what he's doing.
What is that guy doing? He's like asking pointed questions of people. Why doesn't he just get the press release like the rest of us?
Well, here's who we're talking about. Okay, so the thing is, I got to learn all about how this happened because he went on the PPD podcast, and that is one of the nicest formatted podcasts where he asks pointed questions that are relevant specifically to that person on how things came about.
Mm-hmm.
And for a decade, they have been stating that this is a problem, and yet no one would do anything about it. So wow. He just decided, because his mom is also a news reporter, the best way to do it is just to go see. So when he went in the middle of the day and he had another person who had been trying to get into local government and failed, but knew where the places were and was able to guide him. That is what happened. Now, things that I did not know about Nick. He is a Mormon. And because when Mormons go on trips, they basically become fluent in the language of the place that they're going to visit. So homeboy is multilingual. He knows how to blend in. He has no fear of going up to places, of course, because two by two, they go out and they do their thing.
Right. They just don't come to your house no more. Oh, no, Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
Well, neither one. It was a shame when we would see nicely dressed people look at our house, check the little board, and then just keep watching, because I would
the love word to. Has come out.
Well, it was at least when I was in Durwood, our neighbors were Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, we had some long talks. And the funny thing was that he was in another agency in Virginia.
Mm.
And he just came out one day and was asking me very specific questions, to which I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then on the high side one day, I get a, sorry, I know that was weird. And I was like, how did you know this was me? And he was like, well, how do you think? And I was like, okay.
It is our job after all.
Or maybe at least his, yeah.
We talked a lot more after that. Then we actually became friends. That's such a shame, because that was after 10 years of me living there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had never talked. And then all of a sudden we started talking. But either way, this is the there was 1,000 people that were arrested today, I think.
Wow.
The nationwide thing, I think, is up to 30,000 of that particular country, specifically for fraud and what were they getting? The type of assistance that they were getting.
I would imagine that would be a Medicaid.
It's under the
poor people, right? Of,
yeah, whatever that was for. That is what they classified it under, and the sweeping actions are coming. And again, this is day five, so we have apparently accomplished more in 5 days than in the last 10 years.
That's amazing.
And in the last 10 years, the Orange Man was in there for 4. So I'm glad to see that we aren't repeating the mistakes of the last time.
And you know, it just amazes me. I mean, it doesn't amaze me. Unfortunately, you know, it doesn't surprise me anymore. The numbers are a little staggering. But yeah, the population of immigrants from that one country that have been here for 10 years, right? So the ones that have been here for 10 years or more, 70 to 80% of them are still on public assistance. Okay? That's just in general gaming the system. That's not taking advantage of being here. Okay?
So he found out how. That was one of the things. Here's how that game works. They get paid by putting their kids, listing their kids inside the daycare or
the Learing Center.
Yeah,
the Learing Center, right?
That is how they would get paid under the table. Because they had no taxable income, they qualified for Medicaid. And so that is how they would double dip for each of these things. Each time the activists were confronted and they would mess up, you would see them cover their face and leave. And on two occasions, one of the Somali women says, "We hate the fraud." And then she stopped and looked like, you know, someone put a gun to the back of her head. Mm-hmm. And said, "I'm sorry," and left. And then the white woman who followed her said, "We know there is fraud." And then she stopped. And that was the end of that conversation. But the people in the back started clapping and, you know, cheering them on. So I don't know what it means. This is again why Tweaker Geographic and just watching people in their natural habitat do things
and get in there. Seeing them out in the wild.
Oh my gosh!
It is ridiculous. I have between that and the wisdom of the Filipino people, my learning skills.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could probably end up getting a master's degree. You could write a thesis.
Yeah, well, I wonder how education is going to change now that things keep getting defunded and turned off, and we realize now the quality of education has not changed one bit since the money has stopped flowing. So, in fact, in Texas, it is getting better now that people are leaving and specific AIs are being put in place. Texas has their own AI that they've been training. And our
so governor... answer everything with y'all?
No, it does not have a Southern twang whatsoever, okay?
That's a right there good question you put up there, son.
Again, he's just responding to his nature, Chief. Just let it pass.
Which is amazing because those are other Americans, and I thought that you would feel a certain type of way about it.
I'm glad to see we're starting the new year,
a kinship,
the new breath of kinship and joie de vivre. But that's okay.
Camaraderie.
What was that? What was that frog speak you had there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you find that offensive? Of other people with similar melanin levels than you that are different than you? Gee, that sounds kind of racist.
I just don't like the cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
So, speaking of that, have you seen the Italian Prime Minister and how well she has been doing?
She's a lovely lady, and she's got great positions on getting her country back in order.
Yes, she does.
She has.
No, I didn't see how well she's doing it. Are her programs like working, and she's got good support and all of that? Because we don't hear much about her, or at least I don't.
Well, she's not making a joke of herself like Starmer over in UK. He's a winner.
The Babylon Bees.
How Italy's PM Meloni sparked economic turnaround.
Yeah, this is it showed her versus France and Germany and just how much better. And basically just saying, look, we were given a blueprint. We followed it. Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's amazing. And there are certain parts of Italy where you can get your Italian citizenship just by buying a house.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm just saying. You know, if you're looking for retirement properties.
But I'd have to go to California, huh?
No, you go to Italy.
Yeah. Where did California come into the
picture? I'm sorry. I was just deleting my article on California. So.
Oh, okay.
The goon pays attention, ladies and gentlemen. The goon pays attention.
It's not in my contract, man.
Never let it be said that he didn't do the least he could do. All righty.
Oh, you like me. You really like me.
We do really like you. And ladies and gentlemen, this is our first episode in season 10. Happy anniversary, gentlemen. 10 years. 10 years.
And to you, both of you.
Yeah. Let's go do a whole year of this stuff. We should be, able to get another 50 episodes in before the end of the year. We're off.
I would think so.
But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's first 10th season episode brought to you in part by the Swimming with the Fish 10th season. The aluminum anniversary is nearly upon us, symbolizing strength and flexibility. Okay, maybe Goon isn't that flexible, but the Chief is strong, and Crutch? Well, he's the reason we lasted this long. He is flexible and long-suffering. If we didn't have someone to pick on, we'd have given up long ago. So help us celebrate by sending us aluminum ingots. They must be worth something. And a job for little Timmy. Timmy is a sad tale about a boy who got a job that was just too much for him. Timmy was so sad he decided not to renew his job contract, but now what will he do? Circus clown? Street mime? Stand-up comic? Give generously so we can train little Timmy to be more used to society. And Hurricane loves Christmas lights, so don't turn yours off yet. Then Hurricane will be happier and the goon will be happier too. Come on, it only costs a little to take one for the team and help a brother out. Send your photos of your lights still on to us at Swimming with the Fish. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.